It's a warm Sunday afternoon in the Quad Cities as the River Bandits wrap up their six-game set with the Lansing Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Welcome back in, everybody. Kyle Kirchville welcoming you to the historic John O'Donnell Press Box here at Modern Woodman Park. It's a series finale and a spooky series finale on Halloween with the River Bandits Day. Should be a fun afternoon at the ballpark. Let's kick off today's pregame show with the weekly installment of the Royals Minor League Report. We've got updates from AAA Omaha, AA Northwest Arkansas, High A Quad Cities, of course, and Single A Columbia. News, notes, highlights, everything you need to know about the latest week in the Royals farm system. When we come back, we'll get to the starting lineup and talk about the starting pitching matchup for this series finale. Quad Cities and Lansing set to get started in about 15 minutes. So let's send it over to AAA Omaha with the voice of the Storm Chasers, Nicholas Batters.
This is the Royals Minor League Report presented by Raising Royals. AAA Omaha.
The best pitching team in AAA is at it again. Winners of three of the first five from the Buffalo Bisons at Salem Field, the Omaha Storm Chasers have gotten three quality starts on the mound in Buffalo, plus a six-inning start from Denelson Lamet and Alec Marsh's first AAA win this year. For as good as the defense, offense, and base running have been, the pitching has really headlined Omaha's success this season. Daniel Lynch IV threw his team-leading 11th quality start of the season in a 5-2 win Wednesday. Then Chandler Champlain offered his 8th of the year and 5th with Omaha in another 5-2 win Friday. Noah Cameron held the Bisons to 3 runs over 6 innings in a losing effort Saturday. It was his 5th quality start in as many outings at the AAA level this year. In the bullpen, Evan Sisk has been one of the best relievers in minor league baseball. His league-leading 48 appearances are paired with a 1.72 ERA and 13 strikeouts per 9 innings, while left-handed hitters are batting under 100 against the Southpaw this season. In Friday's win over the Bisons, Sisk locked down his team-leading 10th save of the year. The 0-2 slung in runner out from first. It's grounded into the shortstop, Devaney Fields. His throw to first is low, picked on a hop by Devin Mann to end the ball game. Evan Sisk comes in, he inherits a pair of runners and retires both batters he faces to secure the 5-2 Omaha win. The Chasers return home Tuesday for the penultimate homestand of the season as the St. Paul Saints, the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, make their lone trip to Warner Park in 2024. From Buffalo, New York, for the Omaha Storm Chasers, I'm Nick Batters.
AA Northwest Arkansas.
The Naturals have lost some ground in the North Division playoff race against the Arkansas Travelers despite a mostly entertaining and close series. Tuesday's series opener went the Travelers' way in a 3-0 shutout despite Ben Kuderner's first quality start for the Naturals, who were held to one hit for the first time since 2019. Javi Vaz came through in the 9th inning of the second game of the week with an RBI single to push home the go-ahead run in a 4-3 win, but NWA lost 1-0 in 10 innings Thursday. An 8-2 setback Friday extended the Travelers' lead for the final playoff spot to 4.5 games heading into Saturday night. Steven Zoback got the start, and the righty continued to shove, going 6 innings while holding the Travelers to 1 run. He got a lead in the 4th when Josh Lester hit the team's first homer of the week to conclude a 12-pitch at bat. Diego Hernandez ended up taking the biggest swing of the night, though.
Mercedes deals, and Hernandez gets a hold of one deep to right field. Labrada going back at the track. He looks up, and it's gone. Diego Hernandez with a big home run on a breaking ball middle in. That's his 6th of the season, and Northwest Arkansas goes ahead 2-0.
The Naturals went on to win 2-1, setting up a chance for NWA to narrow the Travelers' lead to 2.5 games Sunday before heading back home to take on the first-half South Division champion, Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, beginning Tuesday. At Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, I'm Sean Murray.
High A Quad Cities.
Aside from a pair of extra-inning losses, it's been another strong week for the Quad Cities River Bandits, who have claimed three of their first five against the Lansing Lugnuts and remain in control of their own destiny in the Midwest League playoff race. Now, unless you've been living under a rock for the past week, you've probably heard the name Spencer Nivens lately, and rightfully so. After launching three home runs a series ago, the outfielder struck for 4 in his first 4 games against Lansing, and as of Saturday, leads all hitters in minor league or major league baseball with 11 in the month of August. But that's not all. While Nivens has slugged to an absurd 2041 OPS during the series, arguably his best moment of the week didn't even happen with the bat, and Thursday earned him the number 2 spot on SportsCenter's top 10. 0-2. Sky towards right field, Nivens back towards the patio, at the fence, he jumps up at the wall! Did he catch it? He did! Spencer Nivens launches home runs. Spencer Nivens steals home runs. He just took one away from Johnny Butler. On the mound, Ethan Bosacker followed his pitcher of the week performance Thursday and allowed just three base runners in his fourth straight quality start, while Henry Williams turned in five scoreless Wednesday. But once again, it was Ryan Ramsey who set the tone for it all. In the series opener Tuesday, the southpaw completed six shutout frames, struck out five, and extended his high A best scoreless inning streak to 22, the longest stretch for a Quad City starter since at least 2005. Next up, the River Bandits head to Wisconsin for a six-game set with the Timber Rattlers, the club's final road trip of the regular season. With the Quad Cities River Bandits, I'm Kyle Kercheval.
Single A, Columbia.
I know I sound like a broken record, but the Fireflies bullpen is officially the best bullpen in minor league baseball. This week, the relief corps has worked 23 and two-thirds innings while allowing only four runs, which is good for a zany 1.52 ERA. The group has worked four scoreless innings in three separate games against the North Division's first-place Fredericksburg Nationals, and Saturday, they welcomed the debut of lefty Mason Miller. Miller set down the first six batters he saw before running into a little bit of trouble in the ninth inning. Then enter Elvis Novas.
Deep breath. The pitch. Ball game. Slider past the swinging bat of Jorge Smota, and Elvis Novas is the Houdini of the night. He strands the bases low with nobody out. Pop up, line out, punch out, book it. 4-0, Columbia wins.
After that game-securing strikeout, the Fireflies' bullpen ERA ran to 2.99 on the season, which is the best mark out of the 120 teams in minor league baseball. The Fireflies sit three games back of the Charleston Riverdogs for first, and Tuesday start a seven-game series with the last-place Augusta Green Jackets. From Columbia, I'm John Kosis.
This has been the Royals Minor League Report, presented by Raising Royals. Follow Raising Royals, the official account of Royals player development, on X, Instagram, and TikTok for highlights, profiles, and more.
With that, we welcome you back inside Modern Woodman Park in downtown Davenport, the home of the High A affiliate, the Quad Cities River Bandits. Kyle Kercheval rejoining you for the second half of the River Bandits pregame show. As I mentioned in my segment a moment ago, it's been a strong week for Quad Cities, even though they've lost back-to-back extra-inning contests coming into today. The Bandits need just one more win to secure a series win. It would be the club's 11th of the season and would most certainly help them in that Midwest League West Division playoff push. Let's go ahead and jump straight to the starting lineups for this series finale. First, for the Lansing Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. They enter 55-62 overall, 23-30 in the second half, and 10 games behind the Dayton Dragons, who currently lead the Midwest League East. Leading off, it will be their first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. Jared Dickey will bat second and play left field, and batting third, the center fielder, Ryan Lasko. The cleanup hitter for Lansing will be the DH, TJ Schofield Sam. Nate Nankill, who homered last night, will bat fifth and play right. Luke Mann bats sixth and plays third. Batting seventh, the catcher is CJ Rodriguez. Saheed Valenzuela is back in the lineup. The switch hitting shortstop bats eighth. And batting ninth, making his first appearance of the week, it's the second baseman, Angel Arevalo. On the mound for Lansing, making his second appearance of the week and his fifth start as a Lansing Lugnut, it's the 22-year-old right-hander from Turlock, California, Cade Morris. Here with Lansing, an 8.14 ERA in his first 21 innings as a member of the Athletics farm system. He opened the year in the Mets system. He was with High A Brooklyn before he was traded for Paul Blackburn. Morris was much better in Brooklyn, 4-3 with a 3.43 ERA, his total ERA on the season, including all of his High A action, 4.69. He has 70 strikeouts in 78 and two-thirds innings, a very solid 1.27 whip, and a 2.52 opponent batting average. He took the mound for the Lugnuts and got the start Tuesday, but unfortunately wound up losing his fourth game in as many August starts. He gave up three runs in four innings on five hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. Now let's look at the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. The Bandits are 58-60 overall on the season, 28-25 in the second half, 2.5 games behind the division-leading Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and tied with the Peoria Chiefs for the last playoff spot here in the second half. Leading off, once again, the second baseman, Justin Johnson. Spencer Nivens will bat second and play left field. And batting third, serving as the DH, it's the sixth overall pick in this year's draft, Jack Caglione. Trevor Werner's at third base. He bats cleanup. Carson Rockefert's in his usual center, batting fifth. Shervin Newton, now over at shortstop, will bat sixth. Sam Coolisingham, another switch hitter. He'll bat seventh and play right field. Chris Brito is back in the lineup, hitting eighth and playing first. And batting ninth, doing the catching, it's Kyle Hayes. On the mound for the River Bandits, it's one of the hidden gems in not only the Midwest League, but in all of minor league baseball, the 22-year-old lefty Oscar Rayo. He has worked as both a starter and as a reliever for Quad Cities this year, and in both roles, he's been great. He's 4-0 with a 2.20 ERA. He's pitched just under 70 innings on the season, owns 69 strikeouts to just 18 walks, and also sports a 106 whip and just a 219 opponent batting average. He has settled into the rotation for the foreseeable future after guys like Ben Kuderna, Steven Zoback called up. There were some opportunities for guys like Ryan Ramsey and Oscar Rayo to take over their spots in the rotation, and both, as I mentioned during my portion of the Royals minor league report, have really taken that role and run with it. Rayo has made back-to-back starts. This will be his third in a row tonight. And as a starter for Quad Cities this year, he's pitched 19 innings and given up just 2 earned runs. One of those earned tallies came against Beloit last week on August 18th. He, though, got the win, his fourth of the year, allowing just the single run in 5 innings on 4 hits, 1 walk, and a season high and career best matching 8 strikeouts. The River Bandits are taking the field here at Modern Woodman Park. It is a blustery, warm Sunday afternoon. It's Halloween with the River Bandits and another series finale, the penultimate of the year here at Modern Woodman Park. River Bandits baseball comes your way next, live from downtown Davenport.
Ladies and gentlemen, this time we'd like to thank U.S. Bank for sponsoring the Patriot Seats located behind Section 5. They have provided tickets to the USO on the Rockman Arsenal to give tickets to service members and their families for every home game this season. And our fans, will please rise and remove your caps in honor of the playing of our national anthem.
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air. It's a Sunday afternoon edition here in downtown Davenport as the Bandits wrap up their final regular season matchup of the season against an Eastern Division opponent. The High A affiliate of the Oakland A's, the Lansing Lugnuts, looking for a win this afternoon to steal a series split. The Bandits looking for a win to secure a series victory. Leading that charge on the mound, it is the lefty from Managua, Nicaragua, Oscar Rayo, making his 23rd appearance and his fifth start of the year for Quad Cities. This is his first summer in High A, and he has been not only one of the best pitchers in the league, but at the level. Rayo 4-0 with a 2.20 ERA, making his first appearance of the week. Top third of the lineup for Lansing features Danny Bautista Jr., Jared Dickey, and Ryan Lasko, the latter, with a day off yesterday, but Lasko back in there. Will Simpson, one of the top 30 prospects in the A's organization, just called up to Double-A Midland this afternoon, so the Bandits don't have to contend with his always dangerous bat. Rios ready to work from the first base side of the rubber. Bautista Jr. in the box. First pitch sails in, and it's a called strike, registering at 1:02 Central Time along the Mississippi River. Here's Rayo's 0-1. Hit towards left center field, well struck, into the alley sprints Rockefort. He'll get there in time to make the catch. A nice snag to retire Danny Bautista Jr. Let's set the rest of the Bandits' defense. You met Rock in center field, Nivens in left, Kula Singham in right today. Newton's the shortstop, Johnson at second, Werner at third, Brito at first, and behind the plate, Kyle Hayes doing the catching for the 12th time this season. Left on left, Rayo faces Jared Dickey, and the Lugnuts infielder, or outfielder I should say, takes inside for ball one. Dickey hit third for the Lugnuts yesterday, drove in an RBI single. The pitch, fastball taken for strike one. It's been a decently good series for Dickey. He's 4-for-20, but he has one of the Lugnuts' three home runs and has driven in a team-high four RBIs. He chops the 1-1 over to first base. It's an easy play for Chris Brito, and three unassisted retires Dickey for the second out. So two quick outs for Rayo, and when he's on his game, you can expect a whole lot of those. He's very similar to Ethan Bosacker in that he's efficient and fills up the lower half of the zone with strikes. He's more than happy to let the defense work behind him and cruise through innings. Two outs, nobody on for Ryan Lasko. First pitch, he's swinging, and he sends it towards left center field. It hangs up for Spencer Nivens, who gets behind it, makes the catch, and ends a smooth 1-2-3 inning for Oscar Rayo. Three up, three down for the Lugnuts. Quad Cities to face Cade Morris for the second time this week. We're scoreless going to the bottom of the first on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
We'll be right back.
A 5-pitch top of the first for Oscar Rayo brings Quad Cities to the plate in the bottom half with a scoreless ball game. Justin Johnson, Spencer Nivens, Jack Caglione to face the right-hander Cade Morris. He works out of the windup. First pitch on the way. And JJ takes a called strike in the low inside corner. Johnson back in the leadoff spot for Quad Cities. He's hitting there for the fifth time this season. 0-1 headed his way. Fastball a bit high. 1-1. JJ reached in all four of his first four plate appearances yesterday. Struck for a single, two doubles, and an RBI. He sends a slider towards the right field corner. This slices out of play. And it's 1-2 on the former Demon Deacon. First pitch temperature today officially clocking in at 88 degrees with sunny skies and the humidity levels high enough to make it feel more like 90-91. The flag in left field indicating that the wind is blowing in from right today, so that'll help out both pitching staffs. 1-2. Breaking ball pulled on the ground, fair down the line past the diving man. Johnson around first base, headed for two. The throw from left is not going to get him. It's another double for Justin Johnson, his third in the last two games and his eighth in his last 12. He's up to 22 on the season, which is tied with this with Carson Rockefeller for the seventh most in the league. So JJ starts his afternoon just as he started last night with a first inning double, and there's already a man in scoring position for the red hot Spencer Nivens. Out of the stretch, Morris steals. First pitch fastball is cut through for strike one. Lugnuts have Lasco in center, Dickey in left, Nankill in right. Valenzuela's the shortstop. Arevalo at second. Man at third, Bautista Jr. at first. CJ Rodriguez is the catcher. Morris is 0-1. High and outside with a fastball. 1-1. Cade Morris, 6'3", 190 pounds, a native of Turlock, California, located just southeast of Modesto. He pitches from the middle of the rubber, sets just below the belt. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball. 1-2 on Spencer Nivens. He is your minor league leader with 11 home runs in the month of August. His total on the season tied for the fourth most in the Midwest League. 16 on the year, 15 of those in the second half. That's the most in high A. And at second, nobody out. 1-2 count on Spencer. Morris delivers, and the fastball's popped foul over the screen, out of play. The count holds. In addition to all the slugging prowess, Nivens has himself a 10-game hit streak, which ties Brett Squires for the longest mark of the season. He's hitting .475 in his last 10 games with 7 homers, 14 driven in, and a .543 OBP. 1-2, that's hit high, deep towards right. Nankill is back at the fence. He jumps up and can't make the catch. He bobbles it right at the base of the wall. Johnson gets up to third, and Niven stops at second with a double. No doubt Mother Nature helped keep that one in the yard. Nearly the 12th home run of the month for Spencer Nivens. But someone upstairs said, yeah, you're not getting a dozen just yet. A well-struck baseball that Nankill nearly hauled in. It went off his glove, off his bare hand, and then hit the turf. Two in scoring position now for Jack Caglione. First pitch. Good cut, but he fouls it straight back for strike one. Back-to-back doubles to start the game for the River Bandits, and that's not something Cade Morris wants to see. He struggled on Tuesday, getting the start in the series opener. Here comes his 0-1. Great slider taken for a strike. It's quickly 0-2. Now, speaking of hit streaks, Caglione with knocks in each of his last three games. An RBI double and a walk to his credit yesterday. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Got him with a fastball at 95, just outside of the strike zone. That's the first out of the inning for Cade Morris. So that is just what the right-hander needed after the back-to-back doubles. By the way, Nivens is 13th of the season. And in steps Trevor Werner, the third baseman, second right-handed batter facing Cade Morris today. First pitch, down and away with that slider, ball one. Morris, 22 years old, carries an arsenal that's quite expansive. He will throw four different pitches and have several variations of those. 1-0, check swing roller back to the hill. Morris fields, looks back, Johnson flips to first and gets out number two. An excuse me swing winds up an unfortunate out for Trevor Werner. Wanted to hold up on a pitch high and in, but accidentally made contact, and it became an easy 1-3 ground out. So just like that, the Bandits will turn to Carson Rockefeller, the center fielder and a top 30 prospect in the Royals organization per MLB Pipeline. First pitch, high and in, ball one. Speaking of top prospects, Morris is the number 19 man in the A's system per Pipeline. I mentioned earlier he was traded over in the Paul Blackburn deal from the Mets. Here's the 1-0. Check swing. Rock takes in the appeal. He did not go. 2-0. Glenn Meyerhofer is handling the balls and strikes this afternoon. Garrett Nelson on the field. The umpire's wearing the light blues today with the gray pants. Bandits in the home whites. Slugnuts in the road grays. 2-0 toss to Rockefeller. Outside, like a changeup, and it's ball three. A 1-for-5 showing for Rockefeller yesterday, but his one hit, a ninth inning double. Here's the 3-0. Taking all the way, it's a strike on the low outside corner. Heater at 95. Back to Morris's arsenal. He'll throw a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. He'll mix up the fastball between four-seamer, sinker, and cutter. The pitch. Crushed in the air. High towards the right field corner. Nankiel is out of room. If it's fair, it's gone. It's fair and gone. Three-run shot, Carson Rockefeller. 109 off the bat, 404 towards the Mississippi. Home run number 10 on the season for the center fielder. He got a meatball down the middle at 96, and when it's coming in that hot, all you got to do is put the barrel on it. Rockefeller did that and some, and he knew it all the way. Took the stick with him a few steps down the line before dropping it off and plating a 3-0 lead for Quad Cities. The two outs, nobody aboard for Shervin Newton. First pitch, cranked towards first. It's off Bautista Jr. He recovers and flips to Morris, who taps the bag to end the inning. The Bandits, though, strike first. A home run off the bat of Carson Rockefeller makes it 3-0 going to the second.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
A three-run homer off the bat of Carson Rockefort has given the River Bandits an early 3-0 lead. It's Rock's 10th blast of the season, his second in the last two series. Oscar Rayo back to work to face TJ Schofield-Sam here in the top of the second inning. He delivers a strike on the high inside corner. 4-5 and 6 to face Rayo. The pitch. Slider cut on and missed. It's 0-2. The South Pond needed just 5 pitches to get through a 1-2-3 first inning. He's already got fellow lefty Schofield-Sam with his back against the ropes. 0-2. Elevated heat taken high for ball one. Fastball from Rayo at 90 even. That's about where he'll top out. He may touch 91, but most certainly will not sit there. The pitch. Another fastball, and that's fouled over the Budweiser Champs Club. That was upper inside corner at 90. TJ able to get a piece. He played second base for Lansing yesterday. He serves as the DH this afternoon. Another 1-2. This time a slider, and Sam fouls it into the screen. Yesterday, 1-for-4 with a single and a walk on the year, batting just .206 in 21 games with Lansing. Rayo tries again, 1-2. Off the end of the bat, fouled over the screen. It just clears the press box and lands somewhere on the roof of Modern Woodman Park. Plenty of souvenir up there. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Rayo eventually gets him with a nice changeup. Schofield Sam down on strikes for the first out of the second inning. I like the sequencing there from Rayo. A couple of fastballs, a slider, and then a dip of the changeup off the low outside corner. One down, nobody aboard for Nate Nankill. First pitch. Lined past Newton into left center field, a base hit. Nankill takes a wide turnaround first, but is content with the first 90 feet. Had to wait for a second. It was off the end of the bat, and with a lot of backspin, was just sort of floating up the middle. Thought for a moment Shervin Newton may be able to get to it, but it gets into the outfield for Lansing's first hit. Lugnuts have a man aboard with one out, and Luke Mann stepping up, the third baseman. He struck for the game-winning hit in the 10th inning yesterday. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball. Strike one. Mann had started the game 0-for-2. He was hit by a pitch in the second, walked in the seventh, but didn't pick up his first hit until the Lugnuts really needed it. The pitch. Flied towards right field. Kulasingham a step in. He'll make the catch. A good swing for Mann, but it's allowed out number two. And quickly the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez, strides towards home plate. Well, it was definitely not a game to remember if you're a River Bandits fan. Unfortunately, you just may remember it because of the amazing comeback Lansing put together. Quad Cities took a 7-1 lead into the ninth inning and lost in 10 innings, 8-7. First pitch, high and tight for ball one. Lansing actually took the first lead of the game. Nate Nankill left the yard with a solo shot in the second, but they did not score again until the ninth. Bandits scored 2 in the 5th, 5 in the 6th to make it look like they were running away. 1-0. High and in, 2 balls, no strikes. Lansing then got to both Nathaniel Garabitos and Connor Fenlon in the 9th inning. Bandits failed to score in the bottom of the 9th and in the bottom of the 10th. Lansing picked up its second straight extra inning W. Rayo's 2-0. Line drive left center field, that lands. Rockefort chasing it down in the alley. He cuts it off. Up the third base goes Nankill, and Rodriguez has to stop at first with a single. One of those plays that's not going to show in the box score, but a good angle in center field by Rockefort holds the catcher to just 90 feet and keeps a force out at both first and second for Saheed Valenzuela. Men at the corners, 2 outs in the top of the second. The Bandits with a 3-0 lead. Switch hitter bats right-handed against the southpaw. Rayo's pitch bounced on the ground to third. Werner's got it. He goes the short way to Johnson and ends the inning 5-4. Nice work from Oscar Rayo. He works around Lansing's first 2 hits and keeps the 3-0 lead intact for Quad Cities. Bottom of 2 next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Another scoreless inning in the books for Oscar Rayo. The Bandits starter has helped the Bandits out to a 3-0 lead. Bats looking to add to it in the bottom of the second with Kulasingham, Brito, and Hayes to face the righty Cade Morris. Kulasingham, a switch hitter, of course, batting left against the righty. Out of the windup, first pitch of the inning comes in. And Kulasingham fouls it over the left side for strike one. Sam still getting his feet wet here in High A. 23-year-old played his eighth High A contest yesterday. The pitch. Chopped to the right side. Bautista Jr. knocks it down. Throws overhand to Morris covering. And it's another 3-1 ground out for the Lugnuts. Kulasingham put away. Another guy getting comfortable at the Midwest League. Or in the Midwest League, I should say. Chris Brito. He spent a little more time with the Bandits than Kulasingham, but is playing in just his 26th game since being promoted from Columbia earlier this year. First pitch. Brito takes a high strike, 0-1. Brito has had the last couple of nights off. He last played in a game Thursday, 0-1. Slider fouled into the screen. It's 0-2. Chris went 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. His average on the year, just .179 with Quad Cities, but his on-base percentage sits at .350. 0-2 for Morris. Another slider that's taken high and in for ball one. Brito also with hits in his last three games, also with three walks in his last three games. 1-2. Another breaking ball inside. 2-2. Brito with 20 walks to 21 strikeouts in his first 25 games with QC. 2-2 on the way. Skied towards right field over by the Lugnuts bullpen. This one's going to push out of play into the Party Plaza. Now he put together a really good start to the season with the Columbia Fireflies, but he was playing a little more regularly than he has with Quad Cities, and a large reason why is because the Bandits roster features 9 infielders. And shortly after Brito was called up, Jack Caglione arrived in Quad Cities, and then you are left with a couple of first basemen you have to find time for. Another 2-2 for Morris. Down and away, good take from Brito. He's putting together a nice one-out plate appearance. With Columbia, Chris hit .306 with an .885 OPS. Two homers, 18 driven in. The payoff. Back up the middle, off Morris. It takes his glove off. Bautista Jr. picks it up, flips to the pitcher, and Morris gets the out without a glove and is now making his way back towards the mound. Maybe a little bit shaken up, but with another terrific out recorded. And Morris is immediately waving the coaching staff back into the dugout. No thumbs up, two hands like he was pushing away a box of some sort. Took off his glove. Bautista Jr. picked it up, flipped to him covering. It's three straight 3-1 groundouts as Kyle Hayes steps in. That's an unfortunate out for Chris Brito, who winds up retired after a 7-pitch battle. 1-0. Low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes on Kyle Hayes. Bandits with a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the second. 2 out, nobody on. Hayes takes a strike at the base of the zone. It's now a 2-1 count. QC catcher playing in his 12th game for the Bandits this year. He's now spent parts of 3 seasons with the River Bandits. The 2-1 offering. Inside-out swing. It's into the glove of Bautista Jr. He was about to flip, but takes it to the bag himself. 3 unassisted to end the inning. Danny Bautista Jr. has helped record 5 of the first 6 outs picked up by Cade Morris. Bandits take a 3-0 lead to the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Oscar Rayo back to the hill for the start of the third inning this afternoon. Kyle Kercheval joining you from Modern Woodman Park, where the Quad Cities River Bandits lead the Lansing Lugnuts 3-0. 9-1-2 to hit for Craig Conklin's squad. Angel Arevalo takes the first pitch up and away for ball one. Arevalo, I beg your pardon. Still trying to get that pronunciation right. Emphasis on the Ray. Angel Arevalo. 1-0. Called strike on the inner half, 1-1. Haven't had too many chances to get his name correct because this is the first game he's played in this week and just his third for the Lugnuts this season. 1-1. Down and outside, 2 balls, 1 strike. He is just 20 years old. He won't turn 21 until October 2nd. A native of Caracas, Venezuela. 2-1 from Rayo. Tapper foul off the end of the bat. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Arevalo. Bandits with 3 runs on 3 hits. The big swing. A 3-run shot off the bat of Carson Rockefort in the first inning. Rayo has given up 2 singles, but nothing else through 2 scoreless. 2-2 on the way. Another foul ball into the netting. And we'll do it again. Now Quad Cities having a terrific month of August. Bandits are 13-8. And today go for their 11th series win of the season. And they're 3rd in a row. The pitch. Low and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. They're also looking to avoid 3 straight losses for the first time since, get this, July 11th. That was before the All-Star break. 3-2. High and outside. Ball 4. Arevalo works a leadoff walk. First free pass given out by Rayo. And it's of the 9-hitter to start the inning. That is a rarity for Oscar. He's pitched over 70 innings this year for Quad Cities, and he's giving out less than 2.5 walks per 9 innings. Just 18 in his first 69 and two-thirds this year. He'll hunt a ground ball with a man at first and no one out. Danny Bautista Jr. steps in for the second time and takes strike one at the knees. Danny hit second yesterday for the Lugnuts and is a huge piece to their comeback. 3-for-5 with a three-run double. Next pitch, low and in, 1-1. That hit came in the 9th inning. Brought the Lugnuts to within 1 before Jared Dickey, who coincidentally waits on deck here, tied the game at 7 with an RBI single. 1-1. Chopped foul into the catcher, Hayes. 1-2. Bautista Jr., a .260 hitter in 85 games with Lansing this year. 4 home runs, 42 driven in. One of the more experienced high A bats on this roster. Rios, 1-2. Runner takes off. Pitch outside. Hayes throw to second base. Will not get him. And a little swipe tag from Johnson. Could not get a Ravelo, who swipes his first base as a Lugnut. Well, everything about that play just not super easy for Hayes to get a throw off. Pitch was inside and forced him to reach around with the glove. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Second punch out of the game for Ryo. That's a nice way to respond after the walk. And that time he went fastball on the inner half, ramped it up to 91. And DBJ was late. So one out, one man on for Dickey. Arevalo at second, held by the shortstop Newton now. First pitch. Outside, 1-1. Yeah, but the last time Quad Cities lost 3 straight games, all the way back in early June, All-Star break was from the 15th to the 18th. And the 3 straight before that. 1-0, chopped to first base, gloved to his left by Brito. He'll take the bag himself, 3 unassisted for out number 2. Arevalo scoots up to third base on the ground out. The Lugnuts with a man to third base for the second time in the ballgame. Ryo stranded men on the corners in his last inning. Ryan Lasco flew out to left in the first. The pitch. Inside for 1-1. Ryan got a rare day off yesterday. In fact, his first since joining the Lugnuts roster. 1-0 pitch. Soft liner back up the middle. The shortstop, Newton, plays it on a hop. Throw against his body to first is in time. And Lasco throws down his helmet in frustration over on the first base side. Another scoreless inning for Oscar Ryo. He gets a 6-3 ground out to keep the Bandits up 3-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
welcome you back to a warm Sunday afternoon in the Quad Cities. The Bandits at home at Modern Woman Park in downtown Davenport, one of the five Quad Cities. That's right, five Quad Cities to wrap up a series against the Lansing Lugnuts. Justin Johnson, the leadoff batter, leads off the frame and takes a slider for strike one. Him, Nivens, and Caglione to face the right-hander Cade Morris, who's given up three runs on three hits thus far. Next pitch. Wave and a miss. Took Johnson up the ladder with 92. And J.J. falls behind. No balls, two strikes. Johnson now with three doubles in his last seven at-bats. He's got eight in his last 12 games. Pulled one down the left field line in the first inning. 0-2. Way upstairs. 95 on the heat. One ball, two strikes. Johnson, the best hitter in minor league baseball in terms of average since July 1st. 1-2. Fouled into the screen. We'll do it again. 326 average since July. On the year, an even 250 batting average. That number has steadily increased. 1-2. Upstairs with the slider. 2-2 on JJ. Johnson back at his usual second base today. Served as the designated hitter a couple of days ago. 2-2. High and tight. Three balls, two strikes. Morris, whether intentionally or not, working heavily at the top half and above the strike zone. 3-2. That's high. Ball four. So Morris, who's given up three runs on three extra base hits today, gives up his first walk. Justin Johnson reaching once again. He's now reached six times in his last eight plate appearances going back to yesterday. And it ducks on the pond for left fielder Spencer Nivens, who doubled his last time up, nearly hit it out of the yard. First pitch, called strike on the outer half, 0-1. He did not love the call from Glenn Meyerhofer. Johnson will steal a base. He's got 14 in 19 tries this year, but he's not a Tyler Tolbert of sorts. 0-1. Called strike. Same spot, same pitch on the outer half. And if you're Cade Morris, I think there's no reason not to live there against Nivens. A guy who, when the Lugnuts have come in against him this week, Nivens has had it hit it in to the river. Double play depth for the Lugnuts infield. Bautista Jr. holds Johnson. 0-2. Fastball up and away. One ball, two strikes. Still a little bit of a breeze in Davenport this afternoon, but it's calmed down a bit since first pitch. Stars and stripes in left field, blowing in from right. 1-2. Fastball outside. 2-2 on Nivens. Spencer with 10 hits, now 11 in the series, including his double in the first. That's tied for the most in the league this week. 2-2. Fouled into the netting. Morris got that one a little bit closer to the zone, and Nivens with no choice but to protect on everything out there. Glenn Meyerhofer has been giving a little off that edge. Shortstop Valenzuela cheating up the middle near the second base bag. Another 2-2, another fastball, and it's popped up behind home plate. Rodriguez gives it a look, but it's going to thud atop the press box. This will be at least a six-pitch battle between Cade Morris and Spencer Nivens. Morris now at 45 pitches through two-plus innings. The right-hander delivers again. Nivens cranks it foul into the Party Plaza on the right side. Man, oh man, that was a pitch to hit. Morris dropped one right down the middle at 87, but it was the first non-fastball that Nivens had seen in a bit, so he was in front. 2-2 again. Another fastball and another one sent foul over the right side. Boy, that was high and in at 95, and Nivens is still in front of it. Just gives you an idea of how well he's seeing it right now. He's trying to match the discipline up with the timing. And when you give him this many chances, he eventually will. 2-2 once more. In the dirt, it's off home plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer. And up the second goes Johnson. No throw from Rodriguez. Now CJ tried to block it, but never got a piece. It went off Glenn somewhere, I would assume on a lower extremity. That takes away the double play opportunity. And now Nivens will see his 10th pitch of the at-bat with a man at second and no one out. Morris's payoff delivery. Outside, ball four. What an at-bat for Spencer Nivens. A 10-pitch walk to put another man on for Jack Caglione. Spencer Nivens doing it with the power and doing it with just overall offensive skill. What a month of August it's been for him. So after the long AB, Don Schulze, the pitching coach for Lansing, will take that long walk out to the hill. Quad Cities with a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the third, and now pitch count is going to become an issue. Maybe not an issue, but a point of consideration for Craig Conklin. Morris has not picked up an out in the third inning, and he's already at 50 pitches. Now, that said, nobody has eaten innings like Cade Morris this year. Even during his time with High A Brooklyn, he was oftentimes going 5-6 innings and working into the 90s and even into triple digits in terms of pitch count. Made 84 pitches to get through 4 innings against the Bandits Tuesday. Don Schulze back on the bench. Runners at first and second with no one out for Caglione. First pitch. Pulled foul down the right side into the bullpen. Actually skips out of the bullpen off the mound and somewhere near the party plaza. Caglione had a juicy RBI spot in the first. Bandits had men at second and third with no one out, but Morris got him on strikes for his day's only K thus far. Here's the 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. As a pitcher, you may want to work around Spencer Nivens, but talk about protection. You've got Jack Caglione waiting on deck, a guy that hit 75 career home runs at Florida. 1-1. Chopped over to second. Arevalo over to second for one. On to first. It's a double play. Just what the Lugnuts needed. 4-6-3 to get rid of Nivens and Caglione. That is Lansing's 100th double play of the season. And it moves Johnson to third, but at the cost of 2 outs. So now Trevor Werner will look to come through for the River Bandits. Third baseman grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Right on right. Slider is just off the plate inside for ball one. Well, we know all about Quad City's ability to turn double plays. The only team in the league with more this season, these Lugnuts. 1-0. Broken bat, roller to the left side. Man gobbles it up, throws cross diamond to first, and gets Werner to end the inning. The Bandits put two men on with no one out, but a double play and a 5-3 ground out. Get Cade Morris out of the third inning unscathed. Bandits up 3-0, moving to the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Fire up the middle third of our series finale today. Kyle Kirchival rejoining you from the John O'Donnell Press Box here at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities with a 3-0 lead over the Lugnuts. Bandits put two men on to start the last half inning, but Cade Morris used a couple of ground balls to escape danger. TJ Schofield Sam leads off the top of the fourth for the Lugnuts and takes a called strike from Oscar Rayo. Lefty began him with a breaking ball. And now the 0-1 comes in. That's a changeup, chopped foul to the right side, 0-2. Rayo has two strikeouts in the game. His first was of Schofield Sam to begin the second. One AB later, the DH already finds himself in another 0-2 hole. Here's the pitch. Up and away, one ball, two strikes. Rayo kind of epitomizes everything Quad Cities has done on the mound this year. Low strikeout, high efficiency. 1-2. Check swing on the slider. It was outside and he held up. Ball two. Rayo with just a 106 whip this year at 219 opponent batting average. And the guy that has worked a ground ball rate this year of almost 48%. 2-2. Another slider fouled into the screen. With all those ground balls come Quad City's 96 double plays. Pair that up with the Bandits' middle infield prowess. You've got yourself a good combo. The pitch. Change up left low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bandits have the second best fielding percentage in the league this year. A mark that they led the league in for a large part of the year. The pitch. Foul to the screen again. Full count holds on Schofield Sam. A 980 fielding percentage for the Bandits. And of course, when you're determining defensive skill, that's not the stat you should look at. Next pitch, chopped in front of the plate, but foul. It caught a piece of Sam. And it remains 3 balls, 2 strikes. Fielding percentage really doesn't tell you a whole lot. But it is a challenge to find great defensive metrics. A lot of the eye test is necessary. The payoff. Line drive back to Rayo, who stabs it out of the air for the out. He threw over to first just to be sure, but I don't think that one hit the ground. It just went straight into Rayo's glove. Unless I didn't see it right. Either way, Schofield Sam was already going to the dugout before Rayo had even thrown over. So one away, nobody on for an and kill. He'll take a called strike in the low inside corner. That was one of the better ABs for Lansing today. Schofield Sam lasted 9 pitches, but eventually went down. 0-1. Line drive down the right field line. Fair. Pass Brito into the corner. Kula Singham races over to pick it up on the warning track as Nankill's already at second base. Now he turns for third. Johnson's relay throw to Werner. Got him at third. 9-4-5 to retire Nate Nankill. Got a little bit too greedy. And if you ask me, seemed a little bit surprised to get the green light from second base. He had kind of cut it down. And over in the third base coach's box, Craig Conklin is making a note. Jotting something down, probably not something you want to see after you just made that out. Now Luke Mann, the batter. This one towards right field, in the air, and bouncing in front of Kula Singham for a two-out single. So Nankiel is going to get credit for his second hit of the game. 2-for-2 with a single and a double. But again, retired 9-for-5, trying to extend it. Luke Mann singles, and now here's C.J. Rodriguez. First pitch, inside for ball one. Rodriguez picked up a one-bagger in the second inning. C.J. playing in his third game this week. That hit his first of the set. 1-0. Change up, outer half, a called strike one. C.J. didn't like that call, but if anybody should be familiar with how Glenn Meyerhofer is giving that outer half, it should be him as one of the two catchers in this game. The pitch. Skied towards right field. It slices into foul territory and now onto the party plaza for another strike on Rodriguez. Top of the fourth at Modern Woman Park. The Bandits with a 3-0 lead. Looking for some revenge after both losses Friday and Saturday. Yesterday's the real heartbreaker. Quad City's up 7-1 in the ninth inning. And the Lugnuts scored 6 in the top of the ninth to tie it. They scored the only run in extras to win it. 1-2 from Ryo. High and away with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. 2-2. Rodriguez, a 190 hitter in 62 games with Lansing this year. 24-year-old catcher from Newport Beach, California. 2-2 on the way. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Fastball right down the middle from Oscar Ryo. Nothing all that crazy, but Rodriguez doesn't get a piece. Ryo's got his third K and the third out in the fourth. Four scoreless innings for the Nicaraguan left-hander. Bandits to the plate in the bottom of the fourth, still up 3-0. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Bottom four in downtown Davenport. Quad City's looking to add to its 3-0 lead over the Lansing Lugnuts. The reason why the Bandits lead, leading off the frame, Carson Rockavert. First pitch. Down and inside for ball one. Cade Morris remaining on the hill for the Lugnuts. He gave up a 3-run blast to the Bandits center fielder with 2 outs in the first. 1-0 on the way. Pulled on the ground towards first base. Another opportunity for Danny Bautista Jr. He gobbles it up, takes it to the bag himself, and records yet another out. He's been a part of almost every single out for Morris, minus his strikeout of Caglione in the first. Otherwise, every other out has touched the Lugnuts first baseman's glove. One out, nobody on for Shervin Newton. First pitch. Switch hitter takes a slider for strike one. Newton getting the start at shortstop today. That was his natural position when he first joined the pro ranks. 0-1, foul to the screen, it's 0-2. But since he's come over to the Royals after being selected in the Minor League Rule 5 draft back in 2022. He's played largely first and third base for Quad Cities. O-2 from Cade Morris. Curveball just outside. It barely missed that outer edge. And that's a bit of a surprising ball considering where Glenn Meyerhofer is called those today. It was a really good pitch from Morris. His 1-2. He went fastball towards that portion of the zone, but missed. 2-2. Shervin Newton with three walks in the game yesterday. His first three-walk game of the year. The pitch. Hit well towards dead center. Sends Lasko back. He reaches up and makes the catch on the move. That was well struck by Newton, but just allowed out number two. And the first out recorded by Morris today that left the infield. Truly, he's made just one big mistake, that Rockford homer. Otherwise, he's pitched terrifically. Now Sam Coolisingham with an opportunity. He'll take down and inside for ball one. Sam, a ground out to Danny Bautista Jr. in the second. Open stance in the left-handed box. The switch hitter will take a 1-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes. Coolisingham was the Royals' 13th round pick out of the Air Force Academy this year. Teammates with Paul Skeens a few years ago. 2-0 pitch. Slider, there's a strike on that outer edge. It's 2-1. Broke into the zone at 94 on the radar gun. Morris comes in again quickly. Fastball hit well towards left center field. That's going to split the gap and land in the alley. Lasko chases it down on the warning track. Coolisingham chases a double, and he's got it standing up. Second career two-bagger for Coolisingham. And that's going to extend the inning for the River Bandits. Both of the doubles for Coolisingham have looked like that. Fastball down the middle at 94. He just keeps the hands back, goes into left center field with a slice. And now Brito looking to take advantage. He'll take strike one on the low inside corner. Fastball at 95. Even though Morris is now working towards 70 in terms of pitch count, his velocity has not lost a tick. He's still sitting 93-95. 0-1. Slider pulled foul just to the left of the bag on the third base side. It goes into Quad City's bullpen and sends Shane Panzini jumping out of the way. 3-0 lead for the River Bandits on a warm, blustery afternoon in Davenport. Bottom of the fourth, man at second, two outs. Chris Brito looking to battle in a two-strike count. Morris delivers. Curveball left high. One ball, two strikes. Brito put together a great at-bat in the second inning. Battled into a full count, then lined one off the glove of Morris. Pitcher then received a feed from Danny Bautista Jr. to get him out. The pitch. Low and away, two balls, two strikes. One of those where you're not getting credit in terms of your stats, but someone, probably Ryan Powers in that third base dugout, is making a note on the iPad. They like what they see with that sort of swing. 2-2. Tipped into the glove of Rodriguez. The Lugnuts catcher holds on to strike three. Just the second strikeout of the game for Cade Morris, but after the home run, he has picked up three straight scoreless innings, giving up just three base runners. We go to the top of the fifth at Modern Woodman Park, still 3-0 Quad Cities. Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Going out for the top of the fifth inning. He and the River Bandits with a 3-0 lead over the Lugnuts. Rios giving up 5 base runners, stranded them all, and struck out 3. Saheed Valenzuela leads off the frame for Lansing, and he takes the first pitch outside. 8-9-1 to hit for the visitors. Valenzuela, a switch hitter, batting right-handed. 1-0. He tries to bunt, jabs at it, but missed. It's into Hayes' glove for what's technically a swinging strike 1. Valenzuela grounded out to third his last time up. Rios stranded men on the corners with that out. The pitch outside, 2-1. Valenzuela did not play yesterday or on Friday, but Thursday went 1-for-2 in the 9 spot with a single and a walk. The pitch. Chopper towards second base. JJ plays the hops, throws to first, and retires the shortstop for out number 1. Another ground ball out for Oscar Rio. Majority of his outs, per usual, have come via the ground. He'll now face Angel Arevalo, right-handed hitting second baseman who drew a walk to start the third. First pitch, high and away, ball 1. It's the only walk given out by Rio today. He's not issued more than 2 walks in a game this season. Arevalo now takes a called strike 1. 5'11", 160. Arevalo in the right-handed box. The pitch. Soft grounder towards Johnson again. Second baseman's got it. Throw to first, and it's a routine out number 2. Now this is what things look like when Oscar Rio is pitching at his best. Just simple outs where the infield looks like it's going through a routine practice session. Up comes Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch. Outside, ball 1. There is activity in the Lansing bullpen. A left-hander has started to throw down there. The pitch. Sharply hit. That's through the left side of base hit. It was on the ground, but hit too hard for Shervin Newton. And Danny Bautista Jr. now with his first hit out of the leadoff spot today. His fourth, though, in the last 2 ball games, and his 5th in the series. Game-tying run still in the on-deck circle, but traffic aboard with 2 outs for Jared Dickey, who's 0-for-2 with a couple of ground outs to first. Now he insides out, a floater into left field. Another 2-out single for Lansing. Dickey tied up 90 miles an hour on the hands and somehow flicked it over Shervin Newton. So Bautista Jr.'s scorched. Dickey's just sort of floated into the grass. But 2 base knocks nonetheless, and an opportunity for Ryan Lasko, who, like his predecessors, trying to snap an 0-for-2 start to the game. First pitch. High and away, ball 1. Lasko flew out to left in the first, bounced to short in the third. Ryo's pitch count just getting over 60 through 4 2/3. Here's his 1-0. Strike, base of the zone. 1-1, that changeup at 82. Can't quite tell who it is, but for the Lugnuts, it's a lefty getting loose down the first base side. 1-1. Poked through the second base side, a base hit. Bautista Jr. gets the wave around 30, scores. The throw from right field will get Dickey at third base to end the inning. It's the second outfield assist of the afternoon for Sam Kulasingham. And even though Lansing gets on the board in the fifth, one run is all they get. 3-1, the lead for Quad Cities. Second half of the game next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Scoreless innings in his first true two trips through the Lugnuts lineup, Oscar Rayo finally gives up a run in the top of the fifth inning, just the third run he's allowed in 24 innings as a starting pitcher this year. Danny Bautista Jr., Jared Dickey, and Ryan Lasko all struck for two-out singles. Lasko scored Bautista Jr.'s, but Jared Dickey was thrown out at third, trying to take 90 feet against Sam Kulasingham. Bandits right fielder with two outfield assists already today. Kyle Hayes leads off the bottom of the fifth. Bandits lead 3-1. First pitch is taken for a called strike. That lefty is still warming up in the Lugnuts bullpen, but Cade Morris is back out there. His first pitch of the inning, his 72nd of the game. 0-1. Hayes hit by the pitch. It got him off the hip somewhere. The ball glances into the glove of Rodriguez, but the Bandits will have a leadoff base runner. And for Hayes, that'll extend it on base streak to 8 games. He's hitting under 200 in those 8 games, but his on-base percentage well over 400. This will help in that effort. He's plunked for the third time in 12 games this year. And a man is aboard for Justin Johnson. First pitch, scooped up over by the first base side. Bautista Jr. at the end of the dugout reaches over and makes the catch. Danny Bautista Jr. has had his fingerprints all over this game defensively, and he makes a terrific basket catch right at the end of the first base dugout. He played that one perfectly, like he's been playing at this ballpark all season. Johnson got it off the end of the bat, floated it into the air. Look at that. Perfectly executed. Now Spencer Niven's the batter. He'll foul one to the third base side, but well out of play for strike one. Justin Johnson had reached in each of his first two plate appearances before the pop-up. Spencer Niven's has copied Johnson so far, both with a double and a walk in their first and second ABs. Both have scored one of Quad City's 3 runs. Hayes at first, held by Bautista Jr. 0-1 inside. Fastball missed badly. 1-1. Still 95 on the gun for Morris. You got to hand it to him. It's maybe not been his cleanest outing, but he's most certainly kept his velo up. The pitch laced into left field. The base knock. Hayes up the second base. He'll stop there. Jared Dickey gets it in towards third. And what do you know? Another multi-hit effort for Spencer Nivens. He's got 12 hits in 6 games this week. It's just been his world in the month of August. We We should all be thankful to be living in it. And that hit may be knocking Cade Morris out of the ball game. He's covering up his bottom half of his face with his glove. Probably not saying cheery, rosy things into it right now as Craig Conklin takes the baseball from him and will turn to a lefty with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Quad Cities has scored three runs in the game, but all three runs on a Rockefeller homer in the first. They're trying to get back into the run column here in the middle frame. 3-1 Bandits paused for a pitching change in downtown Davenport.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Departs the ball game after 4 1/3 innings, responsible for 3 runs, and both Kyle Hayes and Spencer Nivens, who are at second and first base respectively for the River Bandits. One out, two on for Jack Caglione, the 3-hole hitter, who is due today, 0-2 with a double play ball and a strikeout. Left on left, Will Johnston out of the bullpen for the Lugnuts, pitching for the second time this week. First pitch, time called. Caglione cranks it to left center field, and it is not going to matter. Home plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer had his hands up before the pitch came in. And the fans, and I would assume Jack Caglione, not loving that. And there was a pitch clock violation before the pitch came in. So it's a 1-0 count on Cags. I'm sure he's asking, can I just trade the ball for what probably would have been an RBI double? Seems like a fair trade. You should have the right to defer that as a hitter. Here's the 1-0. Inside, 2-0. Man, that's unfortunate for Caglione. Would have been at least his fourth double of the year. He had a two-bagger in the game yesterday. It looked pretty similar to that one. Johnston looks to second base. 2-0. That smash towards dead center. Lasko back, looking up. He reaches up, makes the catch at the base of the wall. Hayes rushes back to second, tags up, and gets to third base well ahead of the throw. Jack Caglione nearly hit that out of here. 109 off the bat, 377 to center field. I don't think that's exactly right. Closer to 390. It's allowed out number two. Good on Kyle Hayes, though, for being able to backtrack and then advance. Quad Cities with a 3-1 lead and with an opportunity with Hayes now 90 feet away. An all-Texas A&M matchup here. Will Johnston versus Trevor Werner. Teammates a couple years ago. First pitch taken for strike one. Johnston, a 13th round pick out of A&M back in 2023. Werner, a 7th round pick out of A&M last year. 0-1. Popped up, first base side, gets out of play, 0-2. Johnston 23 years old, native of Keller, Texas. Pitched in the game in relief of Morris back on Tuesday. Gave up two runs in an inning and two-thirds. Threw 44 pitches to get four outs. Here's his 0-2. Werner takes the fastball up. One ball, two strikes. 20th appearance of the year for Johnston. He's 5-4 with a 4.37. Make that a 4.73 ERA. 86 strikeouts and 66 and two-thirds innings. That's a strikeout per nine of over 11.5. 1-2. Breaking ball, fouled off the end of the bat. Great pitch, better swing from Werner to stay alive. That was a 12-6 curveball at 78 with some serious bite, and Johnston maybe was trying to get that one a little bit lower. Werner with a pair of groundouts to start his afternoon, 0-2. Another two-strike toss. Cued up the first baseline. It's got some side roll to it, but Bautista Jr. touches it up foul. He was waiting for it to roll fair so he could pick it up and easily tap the bag with Werner not even trying to go down the line. Quad Cities with three runs on five hits today. Lansing one run on seven. Bandits trying to get back into the run column for the first time since the first. Carson Rockefort, who homered, waits on deck. Another 1-2 from Johnston. Check swing. Pitch was high. Did he go? He did not. Garrett Nelson says it's ball two. And the AB continues for Trevor Werner. Enters the ball game today with a four-game hit streak and a seven-game on-base streak. During the last seven games, an 8.29 OPS, including eight hits, five RBIs, and five walks. Just a well-rounded stretch for the third baseman. 2-2. High and away. Fastball missed at 90, and it's a full count. Deep breath from Werner, who is putting together another trademark second half AB. Hayes at third, Nivens at first, two outs. Nivens gets a head start. The pitch. Tapper back to Johnston. He plays the high hop, sets his feet, throws to first, and ends the inning. Johnston gets the best of the Aggie-Aggie matchup. We go to the top of the sixth at Modern Woodmont Park. Bandits lead 3-1.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Back to the plate for the top of the sixth inning. Quad Cities leads them 3-1 in this series finale. Bandits looking for a series win should they get the victory today. First pitch from Oscar Rayo is to TJ Schofield Sam, and it's taken for strike one. Rayo gunning for what would be his first quality start of the season should he get through this inning, allowing two runs or less. Schofield Sam taps one straight back. It is 0-2. Schofield Sam, Nankill Man to hit for the Lugnuts, 4, 5, and 6. 0-2. sharp hopper over to second. Nice stop, Justin Johnson. He throws to first and gets the out. Little line drive that nearly short hopped the second baseman, but Johnson played it perfectly and retires Schofield Sam, who's now 0-for-3 out of the cleanup spot. That will bring up Nate Nankill, the right-handed hitting right fielder. Quad Cities with some activity in the bullpen as the first pitch is a called strike. Ryo's gone 5 1/3, giving up a run on 7 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. His pitch count now at an even 70. A one. Bouncer towards short. Newton lays out but can't make the stop. It's into left center field for a base hit. 8th knock of the game for Lansing, but only one has gone for extra bases, and that was Nankill's double in the 4th. He's now 3-for-3 after recording 2 hits, including a home run yesterday. Bandits will look to pick up their first double play of the afternoon. Man at first, one out. Oscar Ryo facing Luke Mann, left on left. 1-for-2 with a single. First pitch. Slider popped foul over the screen, 4-1. In the last half inning, I had incorrectly stated that Will Johnston was pitching for the Lugnuts. He wears number 17. It was actually number 11, Garrett Irvin, who pitched. So take away everything from the Aggie-Aggie matchup. A scoreless effort, though, from Irvin. 0-1 popped up on the first base side. This one is going to be playable. Chris Brito, the first baseman, waves everybody off. Now lunges towards the middle of the diamond and makes the catch. The wind pushing that one back towards the pitcher's mound. Luke Mann retired on a towering pop-up. So again, Garrett Irvin picking up the last 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th inning. A fly out of Caglione, 1-3 ground out of Trevor Werner to strand 2 men on and officially close the book on Cade Morris's start. We'll give you his final line in a moment. First pitch to C.J. Rodriguez is fouled over the screen for strike one. Morris goes 4 1/3, gives up 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Rodriguez with a closed stance in the right-handed box. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout his last time up. Ryo chucks over to first, back with a dive, and with no tag from Brito is Nankill. Ryo's already put together a season-long outing, going 5 2/3. His career best mark, 6 2/3 with Columbia last year. Another throw over, back standing is Nankill. In the Bandits bullpen, Shane Panzini is getting loose. 22-year-old right-hander from Spring Lake, New Jersey, who's got the piggyback assignment today. 0-1. Nankill goes. The pitch low. Throw to second from Hayes. The tag from Johnson. Got him. Perfect throw. Perfect tag. 6 innings of one-run ball in the books for Oscar Ryo. A season-high 6 innings. His first quality start of the year. And another great effort from Quad Cities rotation. We go to the bottom of the 6th. Bandits looking to add to a 3-1 lead on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
lead for Quad Cities as we open the bottom of the sixth at Modern Woodman Park. Carson Rockavert leading it off against Garrett Irvin, left on left. Infield shifts towards right, playing him to pull. First pitch up and in. The fastball gets Rockavert pirouetting out of the way for ball one. Rock struck for a three-run homer in the first inning. It's been the extent of Quad City's run output today. Grounded out to first his last time up in the fourth. He rolled over. 1-0 pitch. Curveball inside. It's 2-0. Oscar Rayo likely done for the day. The Bandits starter turns in his first quality start of the season. And the River Bandits third of the series. He'll take that 10 times out of 10. The pitch. Outside. 3 balls, no strikes. So Garrett Irvin, the pitcher for the Lugnuts, making his 32nd appearance of the year. 2-2 with a 6.25 ERA. Picked up the last two outs of the fifth inning when I was calling him Will Johnston. Here's the pitch. High and in, ball four. Rockefeller watches four out of the zone go by. And he'll be a leadoff base runner for Shervin Newton.
Next batter for you, Riverman, is shortstop number 11, Shervin Newton.
Shervin has put the ball in play twice today, but he is 0 for 2. And before he'll take some cuts, Don Schulze is out of that first base dugout. Lugnuts do have another man warming up in the bullpen. A right-hander is starting to get loose with Cole Kahn, who was in the lineup yesterday, had an RBI single, but it's getting the afternoon off. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, it's Halloween with the River Bandits today, a spooky series finale. During the broadcast yesterday, I was kind of going after Halloween, saying that it's a bit of an overrated holiday. I much prefer a Thanksgiving sort of fall holiday experience. But to appease the Halloween lovers out there, I've decided to give you my top three Halloween candies because I know everybody is very interested to hear this. But this is an undisputed list. Newton back in the box. Don Schulze back in the first base dugout. Carson Rockefeller with great speed over at first. He's the team leader in stolen bases. First pitch. Breaking ball, a called strike one. Rockefeller with 23 bags on the year. That's tied for the sixth most in the league with former Timber Rattler Dylan O'Ray, who's now in Double-A. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Newton chased high. It's no balls, two strikes. We'll start at number three and work our way to number one. Third best Halloween candy, Twix. Doesn't matter, left or right. Perfect combination of cookie, caramel, and chocolate. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Took Newton up the ladder with a heater at 88. And Shervin less than pleased with himself there. He goes back to that third base dugout. And Sam Kulasingham steps in. Another switch hitter, batting right-handed for the first time tonight. So Twix at number two, or rather number three. Number two, Kit Kats. Kind of a same structure to the Twix. Not quite as complicated, but beautiful in its simplicity. First pitch, in the dirt, ball one. Satisfying crunch, and kind of like the string cheese effect where you can peel off the pieces. Same goes for the Kit Kat. You get that bar that's, what, three or four of those logs put together. Break them off. Satisfying crunch. 1-0 pitch. Curveball taken for a strike on the high outside corner. That 12-6 for Irvin is just blooping in there. And it has almost zero horizontal movement. Straight up and down the elevator shaft. Rockefeller still at first. He's not tried to run. Irvin mixing up his looks. Slide step, swing and a miss on the 1-1. Kulasingham now behind 1 ball, 2 strikes. Grounded out in the second inning, doubled in the fourth, but was left stranded. One of 3 doubles and 4 extra base hits for the River Bandits this afternoon. Irvin deals, high ball 2, fastball missed at 90. So we got Twix at number 3, Kit Kat and number two. Number one, and there's a large gap between number one and number two. The undisputed best Halloween candy is, without a doubt, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. 2-2. High again. Full count on Kulasinga. You just can't beat a Reese's. I know some folks like to throw them in the freezer, eat them that way. Terrific. Prefer mine a little below room temp. I don't want it melting. I want it to keep its form. Peeling it out of the wrapper. The pitch. High and away. Ball four. Kulasinga works a walk. Urban just could not land that curveball the way he wanted to. Rockefeller goes down to second, and Kulasinga, the second walk of the frame, drops to first to bring up Chris Brito. You just can't beat a Reese's, though. And it also comes in many different forms. You get yourself your cup, but your peanut butter pumpkins, your peanut butter Christmas trees, just can't beat it. We're going to take a pause for a pitching change here at Modern Woman Park. Garrett Irvin goes a full inning. He works into the sixth, but is departing with runners at first and second and one out. It'll be a right-hander on to face the right-handed swinging Chris Brito. Paused in Modern Woman Park, 3-1 River Bandits.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Is the right-hander Blaise Pontes pitching for the second time in this series, for the 24th time this year. He enters with men at first and second and one out in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch goes to Chris Brito and it's chopped off his foot, foul. It's to the third baseman man for strike one. Brito hobbling outside the left-handed batter's box, trying to get the feeling back in his toes. Garrett Irvin began this inning on the hill for the Lugnuts. He walked Carson Rockefeller on four pitches, but then struck out Shervin Newton on three pitches. And after giving a free pass to Sam Kulasinga, Craig Conklin made his second move to the pen today. Pontes paused at the belt. Brito back in the box. The pitch in the dirt, blocked by Rodriguez. One ball, one strike. So continuing our Halloween candy discussion, just to recap, top three from 3-1. Twix, number three. Kit Kat, two. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, number one. Already receiving a lot of backlash on this list, which is, like I said, undisputed. 1-1. That's high. Two balls, one strike. The fact that I'm getting backlash from Chris Shepherd, of all people, is pretty rich. He has maybe the worst food takes of anybody I've ever met in my life. So we're throwing out his opinion already. 2-1. Called strike. High outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Hearing that Snickers needs to make it onto the list. You know, that's fair. Snickers is definitely in the top five. Just not my top three. 2-2. In the dirt, blocked by Rodriguez. That's a full count. You know, I kind of have the same relationship with peanuts as I do tomatoes. I don't love peanuts by themselves, but peanut butter, things in peanut form, terrific. 3-2 pitch. Chopper to the left side. It's going to get past Valenzuela into left field. Rockeford stops at third base. Dickey got to it quickly. And Quad Cities has loaded him up for Kyle Hayes. So Brito now with a little four-game hit streak going. He snaps an 0-for-2 start. And Pontes will turn his attention to Hayes, who was hit by a pitch thanks to Cade Morris back in the fifth. Pontes, 3-8 on the year, a 7.99 ERA. He's pitched 80 innings. The pitch. Breaking ball taken for strike one. Getting now some support from the box office. I'll take an A-minus list from Tyler Phillips. That's a win every time. Box office manager. 0-1. High strike. It's 0-2. By the way, it was our director, Justin Hodge, who says that Snicker should be top three. Again, I respect that. I definitely respect that. But let's all understand that no Halloween candy on anyone's list is top three if it's not chocolate. Just saying. 3-1 lead for the Bandits in the bottom of the sixth. RBI spot for Hayes. Pontes is 0-2. Check swing. Pitch was low. The appeal. He did not go, and C.J. Rodriguez can't believe it. A couple of chirps from that first base dugout, but no real gripe. Garrett Nelson made the call, standing just to the left of the pitcher's mound. Hayes only hitting 147 for the Bandits this year, but he's got five driven in. He's done a good job taking advantage of these sorts of spots. 1-2 from Pontes. Fouled over the screen. Hayes stays alive and made contact with the sweet level on that foul ball. Three of his five hits this year have gone for doubles. Hayes was 0-for-3 his last time out on Thursday. 1-2. That's high. Two balls and two strikes. Bandits have been up and down with the bases loaded throughout the season, but in the second half, much better than in the first. Batting 233 with the bag's juice this year. 2-2 on the way. In the dirt, blocked by Rodriguez, and the count goes full. Now what Quad Cities really has going for them with the bases loaded is their seven grand slams, which is the most in a year for Quad Cities since before the team's history as a Royals affiliate. You have to go back to sooner than 2021 to find a better year in terms of grand slams. Something's got to give here. Bases loaded. One out. The 3-2 pitch. Roller to the left side. Man's got it. So second for one, around to first, a double play. That is exactly what Blaise Pontes was looking for. Man to Arevalo, to Bautista Jr. to stamp out the Bandits' rally in the sixth. We go to seven, still 3-1 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Seventh inning at Modern Woodman Park. The River Bandits go to the bullpen for the first time tonight after the relievers were heavily used to get through extra inning games Friday and last night. A reliever not used until the seventh today, and it's the righty Shane Panzini who comes out to face C.J. Rodriguez, Saheed Valenzuela, and Angel Arevalo. First pitch to C.J. was ball one. Second offering also out of the zone. That's high. Two balls, no strikes. 22-year-old Shane Panzini, 6'3", 220 pounds. Out of the windup is 2-0, is skied over the right side, out of play for strike one. Panzini takes over in a 3-1 ball game. Quad Cities has the lead in this series finale. He's relieving Oscar Rayo, who put together a six-inning outing for his first time as a Bandit. The pitch. Called strike, outer half, 2-2. Rayo goes six innings, gives up just one run. On eight hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. Those eight hits, the most he's given up in a ball game since his time in Single A Columbia, but it gives you an idea of just how good he is at working out of danger. 2-2. Skied towards right field, slicing away from Kulasingham. He races towards the corner, but it lands foul behind the Lugnuts bullpen, and will do it again. CJ, one for two with a single and a strikeout. He was at the plate in the top of the sixth when the frame ended. Nate Nankiel tried to steal second base while he was batting and was thrown out by Kyle Hayes trying to do so. Panzini's 2-2. Hit well towards right center field, but hangs up for Rockefort. A few steps to his left, puts him into position to make the catch for out number one. Continuing to get some backlash on the Halloween candy rankings. River Bandits manager of baseball operations, Charlie Tunick, chiming in. He's not a fan. First pitch to Saheed Valenzuela. Fastball for a called strike. It's one thing to text the booth and say you're not a fan of the rankings, but you got to counter with your own. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. Boy, Valenzuela tried to hit that thing back home to Summerton, Arizona, but came up empty quickly behind 0-2. Panzini delivers again. Fastball just missed. That was 95 appearing around the low inside corner, but apparently out of the zone of Glenn Meyerhofer. Valenzuela 0-2 with a couple of ground balls today. The pitch. Another fastball a bit low. Two balls, two strikes. Shane Panzini still working his way back from injury. Missed a large chunk of the season for Quad Cities right as he was just starting to settle in into this bullpen role. 1-3 with a 6.17 ERA on the season. 2-2 headed home. Slapped foul over the left side, out of play. Count holds. Valenzuela's reached safely in six straight ball games, even though he's played sparingly this week. Nothing to extend that streak just yet today. 2-2. In the dirt. Couldn't get him to chase the breaking ball. And it's a full count. Well, when you've got a guy like Panzini in your bullpen, it goes a long ways on days like this where you had to use so many short inning relievers, so to speak, the last couple of days. Another payoff is hit towards right center field. Another opportunity for Rockefort. The wind helps push it toward him in center field. An he makes the catch for a second consecutive time. Two gone. Well, Panzini reinstated off the injured list about a week ago. Returned to action against Beloit at ABC Supply Stadium on the 16th and struggled. Gave up five runs in an inning and wound up with the loss. First pitch to Arevalo was fouled out of play. He then pitched in the game on Tuesday and looked much more like his old self. Three innings of one-run ball. The only tally he surrendered was on a hit, or on a homer, I should say. 0-1. Taken for a strike at the top of the zone, it's 0-2. And that was courtesy of his old teammate, Jared Dickey, who ended a Bandits shutout bid with a ninth-inning solo shot, his first blast as a member of the Lugnuts. 0-2. Curveball low. Arevalo works into a 1-2 count. Second baseman for the Lugnuts, 0-for-1. Drew a walk and stole a base in the third. 1-2 from Panzo. Breaking ball, knocked foul towards the first base side. He really slowed that one down. 81 on the gun. Bandits will have the top third of their lineup to bat in the bottom of the seventh. We'll definitely get you an update from around the Midwest League during the next half inning as well. 1-2 pitch. Lined into the screen. Arevalo's doing a good job of sticking alive as Panzini's thrown multiple offerings at him. This time, didn't get cute with it. Just 95 right down Main Street, and Arevalo able to get a piece. Panzini goes for the rosin bag and is ready once more. Hayes sets the target. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. This time, the fastball was blown past him. Panzini with a strikeout to end a 1-2-3-7. Time to stretch at Modern Woman Park. Bandits lead in the finale, 3-1. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
The seventh at Modern Woodman Park. Justin Johnson to hit for the fourth time today. He'll take a called strike from right-hander Blaise Pontes. JJ, Nivens, Caglione to hit. Bandits lead 3-1, trying to wrap up their fourth win of the week. The pitch. Called strike in the low outside corner. It's 0-2. Pontes loaded the bases in the sixth inning. Able to work out of it. Johnson with a double and a walk today. He awaits the 0-2 and now skies this towards right field. Nate Nankiel's there. He'll make the grab right above his left shoulder. And Johnson's retired round number one. Well, Shane Panzini just pitched the last half inning for Quad Cities. Did so well. A couple of lazy fly balls and a strikeout to move us to the bottom half. Now Spencer Nivens, he'll offer it the first pitch and Bloop it off the hands right to the shortstop, Valenzuela, who behind second makes the catch and quickly two gone. That's the first time today and just the third time in the last two ball games where Spencer Nivens failed to reach base. Jack Caglione nearly reached in the fifth inning, but time was called just before he rocketed one into left center field. He's 0 for 3 today. First pitch. Blooper towards the third baseman. Man makes the catch on this one. And that's about as easy of a trip through the top third of the card as Blaise Pontes could have asked for. 1-2-3 go the Bandits in the bottom of the seventh. The eighth is next, and it's 3-1 Quad Cities. Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
At Modern Woodman Park, Shane Panzini back for a second frame of work, trying to keep Quad City's 3-1 lead intact over the Lansing Lugnuts. Top third of the Bandits order just went down in order. And now the 1-2-3 hitters for Lansing bat in the eighth. Danny Bautista Jr. leads it off. First pitch from Shane Panzini is down and away. Just to kind of circle back on the best Halloween candy discussion on Halloween at the River Bandits today. 1-0 pitch. Fouled over the first base side. It's 1-1. Bautista 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored today. Just did a quick Google search. Best Halloween candies. First result. Thanks to candystore.com. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Just saying. Panzini misses high. It's 2-1. First line. Unshaken at number one. Forever the candy king. I mean, who's going to argue with candystore.com? And Panzini steps off the back of the rubber. He's wiping something from his face. He must have had a bug or something near him. Panzo patting on his chest saying, my bad. Oh, we had a little bee swarm situation, but not the case. This isn't quite Arizona. 2-1. That's low and away. 3-1. Some other entries in here that definitely deserve some recognition. M&M's. I mean, what a classic. The pitch. That's low. 4. First base runner allowed today by Shane Panzini. Bautista Jr. draws a walk and gets aboard for Jared Dickey, who represents the game tying run. He was responsible for tying the game and completing a 6-run Lugnuts comeback in the ninth inning yesterday. RBI single off Connor Fenlon. Double play depth for the infield. Third baseman Werner cheats in. The pitch. Wave and a miss. A rare over-aggressive hack from Dickey. Chased a fastball high 0-1. An opportunity for Panzini to get some revenge against Jared after he homered off of him on Tuesday. A little fun rivalry here. The pitch. Fastball called. Strike 2. Low outside corner. Panzini didn't really care that the only run he gave up on Tuesday was to his old teammate. These two good friends back in Quad Cities. Here's a throw to first, and it gets past Brito. He never got a glove on it. It's off the sidewall, and Bautista Jr. gets to second. on what's going to be the first air of the ball game in E1 on Panzini. Shane fired that one over there, and gotta admit, he did have Bautista Jr. by surprise, but even though it would have been a close play, that throw nowhere near worth it. Now his attention back to Dickey. 0-2, breaking ball is chopped into the first base dugout. Now on this list, there are also the worst Halloween candies listed, and I think several of these we can all get behind. 0-2 again. Scooped over the third base side, foul. Panzini went fastball 96. That is one of the hardest pitches he's thrown this year, and you can tell there's maybe a little bit of adrenaline going as he tries to get his former teammate. Jared Dickey representing the tying run at the plate. Top of the eighth at Modern Woman Park. Bandits up 3-1. Out of the stretch, the right-hander delivers. Fouled off the glove of Hayes. Right back towards the backstop. It's 0-2. They've got Circus Peanuts listed as the worst. And I have to agree with that one. I don't know anyone on earth who likes eating packing material. 0-2. Check swing on the curveball. Did he go? He did not. Dickey just held up. One ball, two strikes. A little 12-6 breaker from Panzini. That's the first ball of this plate appearance. Swinging strike, a called strike. Three foul balls before 1-2. Now the pitch. Check swing again, curveball in the dirt. The appeal, and he didn't go. Third base dugout cannot believe the call from Garrett Nelson. It's a 2-2 count. And now Glenn Meyerhofer is telling that dugout to stop chirping, and he's pointing to somebody specifically who we can't see. He's on the bench underneath the dugout roof. But he clearly had somebody singled out. He threw out Lisandro Rodriguez earlier this week. The Bandits have seen more ejections this year than in their first three seasons as a Royals affiliate combined. Great at-bat goes on. The 2-2. Fouled to the screen. It's going to be at least a 9-pitch battle. A little curveball, a little fastball. Panzini's doing everything in his power to get Dickey, and as he so often did as a River Bandit, he is a pesky man to face. You love him when he's on your team. He's on the other team, he is annoying, and I give that as a compliment. Another fouled off, 2-2. It's going to be at least a 10-pitch battle. Just a straight-up challenge-me fastball. Top of the zone, 96.4 for Panzini. I mean, he is at the upper reaches of his velocity right now. He is leaving it all on the table. He comes home again. Breaking ball, skied in the air towards shallow right. Second baseman Johnson onto the grass. He'll make the catch, and Bautista Jr. stays put. What an effort from Shane Panzini, and a tip of the cap to Jared Dickey. If that's the last time we see him at Modern Woman Park this season, what a treat to watch him be able to hit in both the River Bandits and a Lugnuts uniform. We wish him all the best in his future in the A's system. So Panzini now just getting a break, I would imagine. The catcher, Kyle Hayes, has come out there, and after several pitches, 96-plus, and a 10-pitch at-bat, and Kyle Hayes just giving Panzini a chance to catch his breath and wipe the sweat from his brow. There's only one out in the top of the eighth inning, but it feels like Panzini's just gone through the ringer. Things don't get much easier with Ryan Lasko at the plate now, and he'll take up and in for ball one. Also on this worst Halloween candy list, we've got Necco wafers, which few may not be familiar with. 1-0. Up and in, 2-0. Basically a lightly flavored disc of chalk. And I think that pretty much sums up why it's on this list. 2-0. Fouled over the right side. 2 balls, 1 strike. Growing up, I had a teacher in elementary school who was a huge Necco wafer fan. There was a time where I thought they were okay, but quickly I realized no one likes these. Now the 2-1. Foul to the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lasko, 1-for-3 with an RBI single his last time up. It's the only run of the ball game for the Lugnuts, who trail 3-1. Activity in the Bandits' bullpen, understandably so. Panzini's worked his backside off in this inning. The pitch. Down and away with a breaking ball. It's a full count. He's at now 40 pitches, which is the most he's thrown since early June. Easily the most he's thrown since coming off the injured list. Danny Bautista Jr. walked to begin the inning. He's at second. The payoff to Lasko is popped up on the first base side near the dugout. Hayes got a late look at it, but he keeps the mask on and lets it go out of play. Now, there is one listed on here in the top three worst Halloween candies that I don't know if I'm going to make a case for, but I find myself in probably the minority when I say that I think candy corn is not one of the worst. 3-2. Fouled over the screen. Lasko stays alive. It doesn't really hit the same as a chocolate candy, but what candy corn has going for it, it's basically the M&M of non-chocolate. It's kind of grab and go. You throw it in your bowl, leave it on your kitchen counter throughout the season. The pitch. Low and away, ball 4. Terrific at bat from Ryan Lasko. And the second walk of the inning from Panzini puts 2 on for TJ Schofield Sam, who's not offered a ton in the way of power this week, but he does represent the go-ahead run. A walk and a single for him yesterday. This afternoon, 0-for-3 with a strikeout, a lineout, and a groundout. And before his fourth at-bat, Taylor Bloy will head out there. Let's take a pause from the candy discussion, hop over to the Midwest League scoreboard. A couple of games have gone final today. Up in Midland, Michigan, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who the Bandits will start a 6-game series with next Tuesday in Appleton, beat the Loons 5-2. And in Dayton, the Dragons again helping out the River Bandits playoff push. They beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels 7-2 at Day Air Ballpark, which means Cedar Rapids is now 3.5 games back of the River Bandits. Inning continues. Schofield Sam fouls off the first pitch fastball. Over in Peoria, the Chiefs took a 3-0 lead in the first, but the Tin Caps scored 3 in the third to tie it. It's been that way. Now in the bottom of the fourth. 0-1. Low and inside. 1-ball, 1-strike. Over in South Bend, the Beloit Sky Carp and the Cubs tied at 1. They're in the top of the fourth at Four Winds Field. 1-1. That's low. 2 balls, 1 strike. The West Michigan Whitecaps have a 3-2 lead over Lake County. Top of the ninth in Grand Rapids. They're trying to close that one out. And here in Davenport, Bandits lead the Lugnuts 3-1. The pitch. In the air, shallow left center field. Rockefeller ranging over, as does Nivens. And it's the left fielder making the catch. 2 gone. Bautista Jr. and Lasko retreat to second and first as Nate Nankill steps towards home. Well, he has been the biggest problem consistently for Quad Cities today. Nankill with a couple of hits, including a homer yesterday, and today 3-for-3 with a pair of singles and a double. And Brooks Conrad is heading out to the hill. Shane Panzini, an inning and 2/3 scoreless, but his pitch count of 46. And as he continues to work his way back from the injured list, the last thing you want to do is push him too far. Brooks Conrad talking things over with not only Panzini and Hayes, but the entirety of the infield, and maybe this isn't a guaranteed yank. And now it is. Here comes Chaz Martinez after some words of wisdom from Brooks Conrad. He will go to the lefty to face Nate Nankill and pick up the final out in this eighth inning. Job well done from Shane Panzini. He's working his way back nicely. Quad City's up 3-1. Pause for a change in the top of the eighth inning.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Top of the eighth at Modern Woman Park. Chaz Martinez on for the final out of the frame and perhaps the final four outs of the ball game. Nate Nankill, the batter for Lansing. Runners at first and second. Bandits with a 3-1 lead. Chaz Martinez looking to build off of two scoreless outings in his appearance Friday. Two scoreless innings in his outing Thursday. Did not give up a base runner and picked up a strikeout. He'll work out of the stretch. First pitch to Nankill is a slider up and away for ball one. Martinez, 24 years old from San Pedro, California. He has an ERA well below 2 in the second half, but on the year, 0-2 with a 4.57. 58 strikeouts, 45 and a third innings. Looks like Nankill wanted to get rid of a piece of gear. Threw something towards Luke Mann in the on-deck circle, but is now ready to go in a 1-0 count. Martinez peeks back at Bautista Jr. 1-0 breaking ball is at the knees, a called strike one. Terrific location for that pitch at 78. 32nd outing of the year for Martinez. The most heavily used lefty for Brooks Conrad this year. Here's the 1-1. Wave and a miss. More off speed, and Nankill was off balance. It was almost the exact same pitch as the one previous. And now this has fastball written all over it. Second baseman Johnson up the middle holding the runner. Martinez looks that way. Now the 1-2. Fastball in the air, left center field. Over into the alley goes Rockefort, and he tracks it down, making the catch chest-tied in the inning. Nate Nankill kept off the base pass for the first time tonight. Shane Panzini with two. Chaz Martinez with one out in a scoreless top of the eighth. Bandits looking to add to their two-run lead in the next half frame.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Yes, let's please somebody find the peanut butter pumpkins and bring them up to the John O'Donnell press box. Always happy to accept those this time of year. It may be August. I don't know if they're out yet, but bottom of the eighth, Bandits up 3-1 over the Lugnuts. Trevor Werner leads it off. He'll show bunt at the first pitch, but pull back. Actually, now that I think about it, last time I was out on the town, I think I saw some for sale already, which doesn't surprise me. Here's the pitch. Again, Werner shows bunt. Pulls back. It's two balls, no strikes. Shane Panzini pitched an inning and two-thirds out of the bullpen for Quad Cities before handing the ball to Chas Martinez for the last half innings last out. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball from Werner. Not bunting this time. It's 2-1. 4-5-6 for the Bandits to face Blaise Pontes, the right-hander. Out of the windup, he kicks and fires. Wave and a miss. Change up. It's 2-2. Panzini's final line. Inning and two-thirds scoreless. No hits. Two walks, one strikeout. Martinez likely on for the top of the ninth once we get there. Werner's had a quiet day at the office. He's not struck out. He's put together some good ABs, but nothing has left the infield. He's 0 for 3 with three groundouts. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Right on cue. He chases well above the zone. And it's the first strikeout of the afternoon for Pontes. So he's officially gone two scoreless innings in relief of Garrett Irvin. Lugnuts bullpen has been stellar tonight. That duo, three scoreless, three base runners, two strikeouts. They've done their part to keep the Lugnuts in the game. Here's Carson Rockefort. First pitch called strike in the low outside corner. That was a changeup at 84 and maybe a little bit off the black, but again, Glenn Meyerhofer, especially with left-handed hitters, has been giving that outer edge. Rock is 1-for-2 with a three-run homer and a walk. The pitch, high and away. One ball, one strike. And if you look at the scoreboard, well, that three-run homer, all the runs for Quad Cities today. It came in the first inning, his 10th of the season. 1-1 from Pontes. Up and away, two balls and one strike. Shervin Newton on deck for Quad Cities, the switch-hitting shortstop. Pontes, wheels and deals. Wave and a miss. Great pitch off the low inside corner. Little back foot slider to move the count 2-2. Rockefort now up to 54 RBIs on the season. That's just outside the league's top 10. He takes outside now a full count. He also has 12 RBIs in his last 10 games. That's what you like to see out of your five-hole hitter. Deep breath from Pontes. The payoff. Chopped off the plate foul over by the first base on deck circle. Just a small crowd sticking around for the final outs in this series finale. It's a warm afternoon out there. Can't blame people for seeking refuge on the concourse. Another 3-2. Inside, just missed with the slider. It's ball four. Good AB from Carson Rockefort. He's reached for the third time in four plate appearances today. And puts a man on for Shervin Newton. Well, we can also check in with the rest of the Kansas City Royals farm system. There's already a game that's gone final today, and that's because it took place in the Eastern time zone. First bench. Low and in for ball one. The Storm Chasers erased an early 4-0 deficit. Outscored the Bisons 7-2 over the final eight innings of the game to win 7-6 on the road. Newton chops one foul off the tarp on the right side, 1-1. Double-A Northwest Arkansas struggling against the Travelers as NWA makes a postseason push themselves. Arkansas up 6-1 in the top of the sixth. Naturals with just two hits. 1-1. Called strike in the low outside corner. Now 1-2. The single-A affiliate, the Columbia Fireflies, have yet to start. They're actually the MILB TV free game of the day. They play Fredericksburg at 4:05 Central. 1-2. Grounded. Diving stop down the first baseline, but it was foul. Bautista Jr., man, he is a guy that's listed as an outfielder. Came up with some infield time, but over at first base today has just been phenomenal. Great play after great play. Rockefeller with his lead extended. 1-2. Another one yanked foul to the right side. It's off the first base dugout. The first pitch temperature today was around 90 degrees. It's now 92, and with the humidity, it feels more like 95. Another two-strike pitch from Pontes. Called strike three. Outer half of the zone and well placed for out number two. So after the inning opening strikeout, Pontes responds to the walk with a second K. And now we'll face Sam Coolisingham, who's maybe having his best day as a pro so far. 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. First pitch fouled into the netting. And even though he's done a good job at the plate, perhaps his greatest impact in the game has been his performance in a generally unfamiliar right field. He's got two outfield assists, and he's looked so great out there since turning pro. Rockefeller takes a big step towards second as the 0-1 sails near Coolisingham's head for ball one. Sam spent most of his time at the academy playing the infield. But again, Quad Cities with 9 infielders and just 2 official outfielders. They need guys to play out there. There's a swing and a miss on the 1-1. That was a good changeup at 84. Pontes is really mixing his stuff well. Works ahead in the count 1-2 against Coolisingham. He fires home again. Fastball left high. Good take, 2-2. Seems like night after night, though, when he gets his opportunities in right field, Coolisingham's looked good. Maybe not the smoothest at times, but he's been effective every time. The pitch. Up and away, full count, and that means the speedy Carson Rockefeller is going to get a head start. He's been on base 3 times today, but has not attempted to steal. He's swiped 33 bags in 45 tries this year. Payoff pitch from Pontes. Ground ball, right side. Tough hop, but Bautista Jr. handles it and takes it to the bag himself to end the inning. Man, oh man, he looks like Todd Helton over at first base. We go to the top of the ninth at Modern Woman Park. Quad Cities needing 3 more outs for a 3-1 win and a win of the series.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Are looking to avoid a repeat of last night. They took a 6-run lead into the game yesterday, and Lansing battled back, scoring 6 runs to tie the game in the 9th and eventually 1 in the 10th. Today, the lead not as great, but a multi-run advantage nonetheless. Chas Martinez looking to nail down a 3-1 lead and give Quad Cities its win in the series. Lefty will face Luke Mann to open up the frame. First pitch, up and in for ball one. Martinez came on for the final out in the top of the 8th inning. Got Nate Nankiel to not reach base for the first time today. Mann, 1-for-3 with a single. He now takes a slider on the inner half for strike one. Mann, Rodriguez, Valenzuela to hit. Mann had the game-winning RBI hit yesterday. That was in the 10th. 1-1. Check swing. Barely lifted the bat off his shoulder. The slider was outside, and it's ball two. This is a save situation for Martinez. He's only had 2 before today, and neither he converted on. The pitch. Inside with a fastball. 3 balls, 1 strike. Quad Cities got a really needed quality start from Oscar Ryle. The effectiveness was great, but the innings eating essential. 3-1. Called strike, low outside corner with a fastball. Again, those left-handed hitters having the zone expanded on them a little bit. Like it or hate it, Glenn Meyerhoffer's been calling it today. 3-2 pitch. Lifted left center field. Niven shields his eyes from the sun, comes in, makes the catch, and puts away Mann for the first out. Arroyo able to go 6 innings. Shane Panzini able to go 1 2/3. And now just 4 more outs needed by Martinez to seal this one up. Rodriguez the batter. First pitch slider missed away. The Lugnuts are starting to warm Hunter Breaux up in the first base bullpen. At least I think that's who it is. I've already messed that up once today. The pitch. Popped him up. Over by home plate. Kyle Hayes sheds the mask, makes the catch, and picks up the second out. Did he throw the mask at Glenn Meyerhoffer, or did he just hand it to him? All of a sudden, saw the umpire was holding both his mask and Kyle's. Here, you take this. Let me make this catch. So 2 outs, nobody on. Martinez trying to get Saheed Valenzuela. Switch hitter batting right-handed. 0-for-3 out of the 8th spot. First pitch. Fastball, a little bit low. 1-0. For Quad Cities, it would be the team's 11th series win of the season. And they're 4th in a row. The pitch. Slider taken for strike one. I beg your pardon, it would be the 3rd straight series win for Quad Cities. They would have taken a series win in every set in the month of August. The pitch. Wave and a miss on a great breaking ball. It is 1-2. Small crowd at Modern Woman Park looking for this last out. Martinez has the sign from Hayes. 1-2 pitch. In the air, right field. Kulis Singham sees it, charges in, makes the catch, and ends the ball game. The River Bandits take the finale, and they take the series from the Lugnuts. 3-1 winners on a Sunday afternoon in Davenport. A great rebound after back-to-back heartbreaking extra-inning losses. This one, a clean win from start to finish. A 3-run shot in the first inning, and nothing but zeros offensively after. Didn't matter. 3-1 the final. The River Bandits post-game show comes your way next. We'll wrap it all up, give you one more trip around the Royals farm system and the Midwest League scoreboard before getting you set for next week's road trip against the first half champion, Wisconsin Timberrattlers. One more time, your final, Quad Cities 3, Lansing 1. This has been Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Final time today, and for the final time this week, we welcome you back to Modern Woodman Park and downtown Davenport, where the Quad Cities River Bandits not only win the series finale, but they win the six-game series against the Lansing Lugnuts, taking four out of six games. Today's final, 3-1 on a hot afternoon in the Quad Cities. Temperatures in the mid-90s, but not only a hot day, but a hot win for Quad Cities. Let's give you the line score first for the Lugnuts. They finish the game with one run on eight hits and no errors. They go 1-for-8 with men in scoring position and strand 7 on base. For the victorious River Bandits, three runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They go 3-for-11 with men in scoring position and strand 7. The winning pitcher is Oscar Rayo, who picks up his first quality start of the year. He's now 5-0 on the season. He gives up just one run in 6 innings with 8 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. Rayo with 74 pitches, 52 for a strike. That is classic stuff from the Nicaraguan left-hander. For the Lansing Lugnuts, the losing pitcher, Cade Morris, he falls to 0-5, giving up 3 earned in 4 1/3 on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Shane Panzini picks up his first hold of the season. He goes an inning and 2/3 scoreless out of the bullpen, yields just 2 walks, and picks up a strikeout along the way. Chaz Martinez with his first save of the season secured. He is now 1-for-3 in save opportunities, going an inning and 1/3 perfect, not even needing a strikeout to get the job done. Just 16 pitches for 4 outs. The Lansing bullpen also good, but neither factored into the decision. Garrett Irvin, Blaze Pontes combined for 3 2/3 scoreless, giving up just 4 total base runners while picking up 3 strikeouts. Offensively, the Bandits got one big swing in the game, and it's all they needed. Carson Rockefeller with his 10th home run of the year, a three-run shot in the bottom of the first to give the Bandits a lead they would never surrender. Final time of the ball game today, 2 hours and 23 minutes with 1,855 through the gates at Modern Woodman Park. Let's give you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard where some more finals are coming in. Lake County winds up getting a win over the Whitecaps. They were trailing 3-2 going into the top of the ninth, but the Captains score three in that frame to beat the Whitecaps in Grand Rapids 5-3. Wisconsin with a 5-2 win on the road at Great Lakes. Dayton with a 7-2 win over the Cedar Rapids Colonels. And with Quad Cities victory, the Bandits Iowa rivals now 4 games back of QC. Games still going on in South Bend and Peoria. The Cubs tied up with the Skycarp in the top of the 10th inning. 1-1 the game at Four Winds Field. That's going to be an interesting finish. And in Peoria, the Chiefs with a 4-3 lead over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. They're in the top of the 6th at Dozer Park. That's definitely one worth tuning in with Cody Schindler for. If the Chiefs hold on to this 4-3 advantage or just win the game, period, they will remain tied with Quad Cities for that last playoff spot. But the Bandits do have the tiebreaker against the Cardinals affiliate. Quad Cities with the win, just 2.5 games back of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who they will match up with next week in Appleton. With today's loss, the Lansing Lugnuts fall to 55-63 on the season, 23-31 in the second half, and 25-34 away from Jackson Field. Their small two-game win streak comes to an end. Quad Cities snaps a two-game skid, improves to 59-60 on the season, and 29-25 in the second half. Now back over 500 at home, they're 30-29 along the Mississippi River. Well, next week, as I mentioned, Quad Cities on the road for the final time in the regular season this year. They are taking on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers from August 27th to September 1st. That's right, September almost upon us. It's a big series for the Bandits. They will likely have a chance to make up some serious ground in the division, kind of regardless of what Peoria does. The Timber Rattlers don't mean a whole lot to Quad Cities right now in terms of the standings, but if the Bandits are able to move past them in the second half record-wise, it doesn't really matter what Peoria does. As long as Quad Cities is number one in the division, they've got it locked up. And if the Bandits do secure this second half playoff berth, they will play Wisconsin for the three-game Western Division Championship Series with one game in Davenport and two games in Appleton in the second week of September. So fun baseball coming your way on the River Bandits Baseball Network. We will have all your coverage next week from Wisconsin. The Bandits back home for their final homestand and for their final series of the season against the Beloit Skycarp, September 3rd to September 8th here at Modern Woodman Park. Make sure you stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or go to riverbandits.com to secure your tickets for the final homestand of the 2024 season. Hard to believe we've already made it this far along. My name's Kyle Kercheval. On behalf of our entire production staff, our director, Justin Hodge, we thank you so much for tuning in, not only today, but throughout the series, and we hope to catch you on the road next week in Appleton. The Bandits kick off their series against the Timber Rattlers at 6:40 Central Time, Tuesday, August 27th, at Fox Cities Stadium. We'll have your coverage for you beginning at 6:30 with the River Bandits pregame show. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your weekend, a terrific Monday, and we'll see you from America's Dairyland. So long from the Quad Cities.